The civil war in Yemen has killed more than 10,000 people, displaced over 2 million, and driven the country to the verge of famine. The Under-Secretary General for Humanitarian Affairs, Mark Lowcock, has told the United Nations Security Council in New York, before the war, the country relied on imports to cover 90% of staple foods and nearly all of its medicine and fuel needs. During the conflict, imports have been severely disrupted.
Commercial shortages and delays at ports have led to sharp increases in the price of food and household necessities. Ports are the lifeline of Yemen. We're doing our part to ensure they can function properly.
The United Nations says more than 22 million of Yemen's 25 million population need humanitarian assistance, including 11.3 million who are in acute need. Mr. Lowcock says there is a grave risk of another cholera outbreak if more is not done.
Looking ahead, we still face enormous challenges. Unless steps are taken now in high-risk districts, we risk another major cholera outbreak. Last year's outbreak of cholera and watery diarrhoea struck more than 1 million people.
A proxy war is playing out in Yemen between Iran and Saudi Arabia. A Saudi-led military coalition intervened in Yemen in 2015, backing government forces fighting Iran-allied Houthi rebels. Iran has denied supplying weapons to the Houthis. But the United States ambassador to the UN, Nikki Haley, took the opportunity to blast Iran for supplying weapons to Houthi rebels.
Iran and the Houthis in particular need a much better understanding of our seriousness when it comes to their destabilizing activity. Just because we aim for peace does not mean we look the other way when they take steps to make this war even worse. To achieve enduring peace in Yemen, Iran must stop its interference and its violations of the arms embargo this council imposed.
The Houthis have repeatedly fired missiles at Saudi Arabia, which United States and UN experts say were of Iranian origin. Iran denies the charge. UN Special Envoy for Yemen, Martin Griffiths, says the conflict can only be resolved through dialogue.
A negotiated political settlement through inclusive intra-Yemeni dialogue is the only way to end the Yemeni conflict and address the ongoing humanitarian crisis in an ultimate form. And to this end, all parties to the conflict need to abandon preconditions to talks.
Mr. Griffiths says he plans to put to the council, within the next 2 months, a framework for negotiations. But he expressed concern about unconfirmed reports of increased military movements in Yemen and the possibility of operations around ports. Mr. Griffiths says any such move could take peace off the table.
I'm convinced there's a real danger of this. We all need urgently and creatively to find ways to diminish the chances of these game-changing events, upsetting and derailing the very real hopes of the great majority of Yemenis.
Samantha Biniak-Brooks, SBS News.